Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik de Cure. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
First of all, I'm Sandra Kublik, and I guess you could say I am a jack of all trades. I'm in the AI startup ecosystem for 5 years now, organizing hackathons, bringing communities together, but also helping AI startups scale. I am also a book author and YouTube creator. Currently, I work as ML Teams advocate at Neptune, which is metadata store for ML engineers and data scientists. And I also recently co-founded Kairos Data Labs that focuses more on my book activities. When it comes to synthetic media, I am specifically deeply interested in the NLP side of the equation for the media synthesis. This stems from my research on a couple of large language models that have been released in the past year or so, with specific attention for GPT-3 by OpenAI.
Sandra, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
Let me start by focusing on the successes. I think currently we have fantastic synthetic text capabilities. And this stems from my experience working with the large language models via OpenAI API, but there are more APIs like that coming. For example, Cohere API is the one that was recently released. And I believe more and more the big tech players will be releasing large language model capabilities to broader audience. So these models are super capable in terms of generating text based out of large quantities of text available online. They are also great at completing text. They're great small talk conversation companions, I would say. So in terms of text capabilities in the synthetic media department, we're doing great, I would say. Another exciting horizon I see is for models such as Codex, which are a little bit of a variation on GPT-3, Codex and DALL-E. Codex has already proven very proficient at conversational AI and also as an image and video editor. So there is more and more capabilities that we are discovering about these large language models that have to do with different modalities, not only text, but also audio, visuals, etc. I think other than that, in terms of synthetic media, I have come across, for example, platforms like Synthesia that are doing a great job at creating real human-looking avatars. And they are doing great in terms of creating these virtual personas that look very, very much like humans. Also have a great lip sync, so are able to convincingly generate conversations or monologues and convince you that this is perhaps human or like a version of a human. So that's pretty cool. That's happening. And also, I think from my experiments so far, there are better and better speech models. For example, I am working with the Script platform, and it has fantastic voice model and very easy process in order to create one for yourself. It's such a broad area. So like another one is, for example, like GANs are phenomenal models when it comes to media synthesis. And you can see very creative, especially art projects being founded both by individual users, but also by major technology providers. NVIDIA is one of them. If you want to look at cool art projects, I encourage you to check out AI Playground, for example, of NVIDIA. So these are, I would say, the highlights of what's happening in the field. And in terms of being able to create a narrative that is engaging and that feels real, I think we're getting closer and closer. Now, when it comes to challenges, they're also a little bit associated with that, because definitely I think we're not there yet. For example, in terms of avatars, I have played myself with a Synthesia avatar. They have created an avatar for me, and I was using it in one of my YouTube videos instead of myself. So basically the avatar was starring and was leading the episode. And what I found by this experiment was that this is an entertaining content, but it's still quite limited in terms of the expression of emotions, gestures, you know, these things that make humans even more human. So avatars are pretty, I would say, it's a pretty stable rhythm with them. And definitely in terms of the emotional expressions and I mean, in creative fields, this is a really, really key feature actually to have. We are still lacking, but I believe we are getting there, and I know that there are companies working on it. In terms of the large language models, so models that I work more with, I would say that one of the biggest challenges is security and how to safely distribute audience access to these models without compromising both users' security, but also, I don't know, users of potential services built on these models. So that's one. And another one is coherence. So far, large language models are great at generating engaging content, but they are able to, let's say, generate a couple of paragraphs, couple of pages of coherent text, and then it sort of deteriorates or gets mixed up. So if we want to think of having like a very long-term conversation with a chatbot based on such models, or creating a book with these models, there's still a human in the loop is still very much needed. But again, I know that we are working on improving this, and I believe we will see just better and better models with time.
Sandra, what advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
I think depends on what angle you're taking, but I think no matter if you're like a creative or a business person or a technical person working with synthetic media, at this stage, the field is very, very young, and we are essentially making baby steps, I think. And so there's a lot to discover and achieve. So I would say the biggest job right now is to just push the limits of these AI models that are available and the new ones that are coming, and also follow where your curiosity leads you, and don't be afraid whether something is possible to be created or not, because oftentimes in my own experience I found, and also the creators that I have spoken to, I found that many things are possible already and with quite amazing capabilities. So be curious about something and explore it to the fullest. I guess that would be my advice. In terms of maybe business challenges, for example, when you're thinking of setting up a business around synthetic media, what I have learned so far is that there are some challenges that are sort of native to the nature of the models that you're dealing with. And these are latency. So when you're building a service based on synthetic media model, such as GANs or a language model, then your job is really to make the latency as fast as possible so that the user gets the outcomes of the model as quickly as possible. In the research environment, it is much more acceptable that things take time and a lot of computing power. But when you want to create a service that's like B2B, B2C, you need to have the latency in mind. You also need to have in mind the costs of the infrastructure and how to create a sustainable business model. That's another thing that many people, for example, look at this tech because it's awesome, it's awe-inspiring, but at the same time, and engage in the field without any particular sort of problem to solve or value to bring. I would say that one of the key things to figure out when you're creating a project is what kind of value you're trying to give. Is it entertainment? Is it solving somebody's problem, etc.? That will help you build a more sustainable business in this department.
Sandra, where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
I personally love Reddit, subreddit threads about synthetic media. There's lots of like up-to-date research about it, but also business projects. You can definitely scan the market for synthetic media startups. They are usually the most cutting edge. The big companies tend to keep their synthetic media experiments quiet. So the startups will really tell you what's happening in terms of like consumer products. I encourage anybody to follow my YouTube channel for that. It's basically Sandra Kublik, just like my name and surname. There you will also have sort of my explorations of the field and interviews with founders of synthetic media platforms, interviews with the creators of the APIs or the algorithms and so forth. So that can be handy. And generally as everything, like it's quite a lot of research, but it's very rewarding. I also have a book coming up, as I mentioned. It will be about GPT-3 algorithm. So you can follow me for updates on the book as well. The book should be released in May 2022. And it's basically a go-to manual for OpenAI API users that explores the technical nuances, but also the sort of business and creative landscape surrounding OpenAI API so far. So we are trying to introduce as many good advices and as much research as possible to the book. If anybody wants to connect, feel free to reach out. I have my social media channels pretty out there, so choose whichever one is most suitable and connect with me. I'm always happy to have a good discussion about the subject or recommend some further resources, etc. So reach out if you like.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik DeGior. Music by Mattia Capelli. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.